Issues where a class action lawsuit is warranted against a mobile home park owner. A class action lawsuit against a mobile home park owner may be warranted in a variety of situations where residents have been subjected to unfair or illegal practices. These issues can range from neglecting maintenance and repairs to discriminatory practices or unjust rent increases. In this article, I'll explore some of the common issues that may lead to a class action lawsuit against a mobile home park owner, as well as the legal considerations involved in such cases. One of the most common reasons for a class action lawsuit against a mobile home park owner is neglecting maintenance and repairs. Mobile home parks are often owned by large corporations or investment firms that may prioritize profits over the well-being of their residents. As a result, maintenance and repairs may be neglected, leading to unsafe living conditions for residents. For example, a mobile home park owner may fail to address issues such as leaking roofs, faulty electrical wiring, or plumbing problems. These issues can pose serious health and safety risks to residents, yet the owner may drag their feet in addressing them. In such cases, residents may band together to file a class action lawsuit to hold the owner accountable for their negligence. Another common issue that may warrant a class action lawsuit against a mobile home park owner is discriminatory practices. Mobile home park owners are prohibited by law from discriminating against residents on the basis of race, gender, religion, or other protected characteristics. However, some owners may engage in discriminatory practices, such as refusing to rent to certain groups of people or treating residents unfairly based on their identity. For example, a mobile home park owner may refuse to rent to a family because of their race or religion, or may harass residents based on their gender identity. In such cases, residents may have grounds for a class action lawsuit to seek justice and hold the owner accountable for their discriminatory actions. Rent increases are another issue that can lead to a class action lawsuit against a mobile home park owner. While owners have the right to increase rents, they must do so in a fair and reasonable manner. Some owners may engage in predatory rent increases, raising rents to unaffordable levels without proper notice to residents. For example, a mobile home park owner may suddenly increase rents by a significant amount, leaving residents struggling to afford their homes. In such cases, residents may come together to file a class action lawsuit to challenge the rent increase and seek relief for the financial burden it has placed on them. In addition to these common issues, there are a variety of other factors that may warrant a class action lawsuit against a mobile home park owner. These can include issues such as illegal eviction practices, failure to provide essential services, or violations of residents' rights under state or federal law. When considering whether to pursue a class action lawsuit against a mobile home park owner, it is important to keep in mind the legal considerations involved. Class action lawsuits can be complex and time-consuming, requiring a thorough understanding of the relevant laws and regulations. In order to successfully pursue a class action lawsuit, residents will need to demonstrate that they have a common legal claim against the mobile home park owner. This may require gathering evidence of the owner's misconduct, such as maintenance records, correspondence with residents, or witness testimony. So a mobile home park may have to bring evidence or proof. Residents will also need to meet the requirements for certifying a class action lawsuit, which typically involve demonstrating that there are enough affected individuals to justify a class action, that the legal claims are common to all class members, and that the class representatives are capable of representing the interests of the class. In some cases, residents may also need to consider alternative dispute resolution methods, such as mediation or arbitration, before pursuing a class action lawsuit. These methods can help to resolve disputes more quickly and cost-effectively, while still providing residents with a means of seeking justice. Ultimately, the decision to pursue a class action lawsuit against a mobile home park owner should be carefully considered in light of the specific circumstances of the case. Residents should consult with an experienced attorney to discuss their legal options and determine the best course of action for seeking redress for their grievances. In conclusion, there are a variety of issues that may warrant a class action lawsuit against a mobile home park owner, ranging from neglecting maintenance and repairs to engaging in discriminatory practices or unjust rent increases. Residents who believe they have been subjected to unfair or illegal practices by a mobile home park owner should consider their legal options and consult with an attorney to determine the best course of action for seeking justice. Copyright Mike Witte and Mr. Mike's Neighborhood.